Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged the risk of defeat for his party in the upcoming parliamentary elections.
Our security is at great risk because there is a real danger that we could lose this election. If the gap between the Likud and Labor continues to grow, that will cause such a monumental shift in Israel's policy. Anyone who wants to stop it has to vote Likud to narrow the gap. There's no privilege now to vote for other parties.
Netanyahu warned that the opposition coming to power would mean that Israel's policy would change completely regarding both Iran and Palestine. Netanyahu criticized opposition figures for not supporting his recent speech in the U.S. Congress about what he described as the threat of a deal in Iran's nuclear talks. The Israeli Prime Minister claimed that no other person but him can stand the pressures on Israel and back the regime's interests. Netanyahu's Likud party will compete with the Labor Party in the March 17th vote. Recent polls show the Labour is gaining momentum in the run-up to the election. Weeks ahead of the general elections in Israel, our Beirut correspondent Lemis Karut has reviewed the prospects of the polls. She says the long history of corruption and political fiascos in Israel leaves little hope for the Prime Minister's ruling Likud party to turn out the winner.
Corruption in Israel has always been a common scene. The Netanyahus are no strangers to scrutiny. Prime Minister Benjamin and his wife Sarah are once again under the media spotlight for corruption scandals. Now, Israel itself ranks 37 out of 175 nations in terms of corruption. That's according to Transparency International. Also, according to a police spokesperson, Israeli police have arrested more than 24 current and former officials in a corruption probe, including several from the party of Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. Surveys have found that Israeli settlers feel that political parties, religious institutes, and civil servants are among the most corrupt entities in the country. So maybe how will this affect the elections? Now, the scandals have rebuked Netanyahu and his re-elections. This is definitely believed to have a negative impact on his parties. An Israeli poll, it says that 40% of Israelis feel that the Israeli state comptroller's report on Netanyahu's expenses lessened their support for the party. So then this raises the question of how will this come against Netanyahu in the March 17th elections?